Masechet Menachot, Perikur Gimel, Mishnah Tet. Earlier on in the Masechet, we learned that if an animal that was designated to be a korban had a blemish and became unable to be offered as a korban anymore, then we redeem it with money. The money is used to buy another korban to replace the one with the blemish. He will talk about, can you use that money that you redeemed and buy a different type or a different amount of animals? Mishnah says, shor ze ola. Person said, this shor, this ox is going to be an ola offering. Vinis ta'eb, and it became blemished. It became unfit to be used as a korban, and he redeemed the sanctity of it with money. Im ratza yavi bedamav shenayim. If he wants to, he can bring two ox with the money that he redeemed it with. Shene shevarim elu. Ola, and if he declared these two ox should be an ola, then it's ta'avu, and they became blemished, and then he redeemed it with money. If he wants to, he's allowed to bring one ox with the pidyon money. In both situations, the swear that he made was talking about a specific animal or two animals, this particular ox or these two ox. Therefore, he would have to bring those particular specific animals as a korban. If they became blemished, that whole swear is canceled out, and there's no obligation to replace them with a similar animal. So with the redemption money that he has, which has a certain holiness to it, the same as the original korban, he has to use it to purchase other animals to be brought as the same type of offering. But there's no requirement to spend the money on the exact number of korbanot. So he could use the money to buy more or less animals than he originally had in mind. Rabbi says, no, you have to replace the two animals that became blemished with two animals, and one animal with one animal. You have to do it exactly like you originally had it. Like the previous Mishnah, Rabbi understands that you always have to bring a korban in the exact way that you made a swear. So in this type of situation, Rabbi would say that you made a swear, and that swear is originally there. It's not about the specific animal, but you have a lingering obligation. You have to take care of that obligation. Another type of scenario where this rule would apply. Ayel ze ola. If a person says, this ram should be an ola, v'nis ta'eb, and it became blemished, and then he redeemed it with money. Im ratza yavi bedamav keves. If he wants to, he could buy and bring a lamb with the redemption money. Keves ze ola. Another case, if he said this lamb should be an ola, venis ta'eb, and he became blemished and he redeemed it. Im ratza yavi bedamav ayel. If he wants to, he's allowed to bring a ram with the pidyon money. Here too, the vow that he made was only for that specific animal. So therefore, if there was a blemish, there's no obligation to replace it with that exact same type of animal. So he could transfer the holiness onto a different type of animal with the same value. It'd be osed, but it'd be disagrees and says you have to replace the blemished animal with a specific, the specific one that you had. You're not allowed to switch it for a different one. Now we'll go back to the subject of what we were speaking about earlier. When someone made a unspecific swear, or if he's uncertain what type of what he actually specified in his swear. Ha'omer ehad mikevasai hekdesh. If ve'ehad mishevarai hekdesh. If someone said, one of my lambs is consecrated as an offering, or one of my ox is consecrated as an offering, hayu lo shenayim, and he had either two lambs or two ox, hagadol shebahen hekdesh. The larger of the two of them is considered to be holy, because we assume that he wanted to bring the larger one as a korban. We have a klal, makdish be'ayin yafa, makdish. When somebody donates a korban, he generally would do the better one. So in this type of scenario, we make the assumption that he was talking about the larger of the two animals, shelosha. If there were three lambs or ox, habenonisha bahen hekdesh, the middle-sized one is also considered to be holy in addition to the large one. Since the since they're both larger than the smallest one, maybe he had a intention to consecrate that one, even though we have that rule that we mentioned earlier, that someone does whenever they donate something, they do it in the most generous way. The middle-sized animal is possibly also a generous way because it's more generous than the smaller one. So in other words, we're assuming it's just not the cheapest one. That's one of the larger ones. So therefore, the larger and the middle one would have to be given over to the Beit HaMikdash, but not the smallest one. P Perashti, v'eni odeya ma perashti. If someone says, I specified my vow to bring one of my animals as a korban, but I don't remember which one I specified. Or, she'amar, amar li abba v'eni odeya ma. Someone said, my father told me before he passed away that he consecrated one of his animals to be a korban, but I don't know which one. Hagadol she'bahen ekdesh, the largest of them is consecrated because it's assumed that he or his father specified the largest one of that offering, like we had that rule before, that usually people are generous with their donations, and if they have options, they'll donate the largest possible one.